So, Antonio, very kindly you came and gave a keynote here at the closing conference of the European Scholars Conference. But you yourself were a scholar way back, I think, with the first cohort 6 or 7 years ago. What's your sort of reading of the contribution that that experience has made in terms of things that you've learned that helped you in your public life, your public career?
Thank you very much. Is indeed a pleasure. And I was actually second cohort, so the COVID one. I would say, if I can summarize, put it briefly, three major learnings that are shaping my experience in politics or back to politics. One is the process of policy making, of politics, to be true, of anything, is not, it's less about seeking obsessively the result, but the process, how you get it, and paying a lot of attention to listening, paying attention to others, understanding the difference, cherishing and value the difference, and starting with a position of empathy towards what is different. Scholars from different disciplines, scholars from different countries, from different universities, with different political, ideological, and moral views on issues that handle, that discuss, that negotiate. Sometimes they just want to, of course, as anyone, move their point forward. But the process of navigating from those differences into a common result, which is part of the learning process of the European. So learn, 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 listen, listen, listen. Here, put yourself in other people's feet and shoes. And that's the number one learning from the Europeans program, the European Scholars program, is all taking advantage of all this diversity and make it an advantage and learn how to cope with that diversity and not to be lost, not to reject, not to isolate yourself in the bubble. That's one. The other two, I'll say, is do always policy making, do always politics and whatever, use your power levers, wherever you are, within moral boundaries. Have a moral compass as one of your main tools, and it was integrity and moral values were something that were always present on every European seminar and meeting, and there was always something about it and something that we have to think through. And it's good, and we need politicians to do that. It's not just tactics and pragmatic navigation of power struggles. It's or reputation, or glory. It should be policy making and politics with a purpose. Finally, I'd say a more technocratic but very important aspect is dig deep, apply technical processes, thinking, read a lot, learn a lot, research, use research, compare experiences elsewhere. The wheel will not be invented by your team or by yourself or by your government. It's you can put the car into motion by using processes and wheels and whatever that were invented by others. So use it, and we do that if we research. Otherwise, a lot of people just get into, okay, I'm concerned with this. This is the solution that I just came up with. Did you study? Did you see what others did? What were their results? What are their mistakes? How you can... So this process of using some scientific process and bring the scientization to politics is also important. Cannot be dominant. You have to have the moral compass, and you have to listen, you have to bring along, and then bring it all together into a change. So that's why this scholars program finishes with this group project that meant to come up with solutions. So all that in a solution that changes something, I think. So I think it's mostly.
And the process of doing a doctorate can be quite a lonely process. You're very much on your own. Part of the European method is the idea of getting people together in these groups. Did you find that a good combination, if you like, of experiences?
Yeah, I think it has two advantages. One is, to be honest, is emotional. And I did the program at, I would say, at the peak moment in terms of loneliness of PhDs, because we were the COVID cohort, so we were isolated, closed. We were not in contact with anyone. And then we had all these moments in the European, even sometimes, most of the time online, but then a few opportunities to be together in person. But so by itself, the PhD is a lonely process, and a process where you control the outcome, the process, the timing, the ideas, the balances, and the product. Whereas the European takes you out of that lonely road into a road where is much more, as I was explaining, about co-creating, negotiating, abdicating and renouncing to some of your predispositions and to build something together with others, and where you cannot force the outcome by yourself. If you try to do that, you end up without a project and without a group product. So it's a great combination during the PhD journey, because it recalls loners and lonely researchers that there's much more to gain on using what we do by ourselves when we put it into a group and create something together.
Thank you very much indeed.